the lie of pre-trib rapture. There's not going to be a pre-trib rapture. God is not coming to save you from tribulation and wrath. In fact, American Christians would not even be raptured. They're not even the children of God. Jesus said in John 8, if you can't hear the word of God, you are a child of the devil. You have to hear the word of God. That means you obey the word of God. That means you walk in the ways of God. Jesus, go read John 8. Satan is your father if you can't hear God's word. That makes you a child of the devil. But Christ has a remedy for that. Repent. Change your mind. Change your ways. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Lose your life to follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. You're just drifting through this life. You're just wandering in sin and flesh. You're not seeking the kingdom in righteousness. Righteousness, that which is right before a holy God. The pastors and the priests don't tell you the truth. The truth doesn't fill up buildings or money offering plates. The truth empties buildings. You're worldly. You're living in sin. You're following your flesh. You're not led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8 says, unless you're led by the Spirit of God, the wrath of God is coming for you. Romans 8:8, you can't please God in your flesh. America is a fleshly, wicked nation set for the wrath of God. Wake up, Americans. Not God bless America. Judgment is coming to America. Jesus is the only way to spare that judgment on yourself. There is no hope for America, only hope for people that come out of America. Meaning, don't live like it. Don't follow its ways. The culture is Satan's kingdom, neighbor. Sports, politics, entertainment, pride and vanity in your dress. American churchianity. Satan has a flavor to deceive people. Every flavor you could want. Movies, politics, pride and vanity, trinkets, toys, hobbies. What does it do? It distracts you from eternity and the truth of God's word. Don't be distracted from the truth of God's word. The Bible says Satan sends his workers as ministers of righteousness. We don't want you to be deceived by ministers of righteousness. We want you to walk in his word, walk in his ways, read the holy scriptures, and test yourself and say, if I was to die today, if I was to die today, what will be my fate? Your fate will be judgment away from the eternal God into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why? Because you're living in rebellion. You're outside of the kingdom of God. You're not answering the call to repent and obey. You're not loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, neighbor. You're loving this life. You're going to lose your soul because you love this life. Satan has you deceived. Satan has you following your flesh. Satan has you following the culture. But Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you following Jesus to eternal life? Are you following your flesh to judgment and wrath? There'll be no mockers on judgment day. He's going to rule with an iron rod. If you won't bend your knee to Jesus, your knee will be bent with an iron rod and you will become cast out into outer darkness, into weeping and gnashing of teeth. But Jesus has a better way. The Bible is clear. By faith, a saving faith in Jesus Christ, he calls you to repent. Repentance, a changing of your mind, a changing of your ways. When you change your mind and change your ways, come out of the world and the church systems. Come out of your flesh. When God sees a willing vessel, you could be born again. If you're not obeying God, you're not born again. You're rebellious against Him. And then holiness and obedience mark His people that are born again. They hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Jesus said, judge rightly in Matthew 7. That doesn't mean we stop judging. When you judge rightly in your car, you don't speed anymore. When you judge rightly with a fork, you put it in your mouth, not your eyeball. Jesus did not say never judge. He said judge rightly. And if you were to judge your life, your word, your ways, you would find you're far outside the kingdom of God, neighbor. You're going to lose your soul just drifting through Satan's kingdom. But Jesus shed His blood to make a way. Jesus poured out His blood, beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised. An amazing Savior that lived a perfect, sinless life to bridge the gap for you and I. But you don't get salvation by just believing in Jesus. That's an absolute satanic lie. You must follow and obey Him as fruit of what you are, a child of God. Sheep do what? They follow the shepherd. If you're a sheep of God, you would be following a shepherd. If you're not following the shepherd biblically, you're not a sheep.
Thank you so much.
The only other option is a goat.
Once again, everybody, my name is Zach.
Goats will be sent away on Judgment Day.
Today.
You want to be a sheep of God. Jesus warned a puny few were going to make it in Matthew 7. Look around you. Look around you. Most everyone you see is going to miss the kingdom of God. Very few are going to find eternal life. Jesus would come back and rebuke America. Jesus would come back and rebuke Americans. Holiness rules in God's people, neighbor. Holiness means to be set apart for God. Are you set apart for God?
I'm going to play a handful more and take a quick break.
We stand here at these farmers markets here. We're in the middle of a center square here. And I'm amazed at how few people care about the Word of God, contend for the Word of God, love the Word of God, seek after the Word of God. Oh, I recognize him. Yeah, another false teacher with false theology. You need to repent, sir. You're going to lose your soul. That was the guy we met in the parking lot, right? Yeah, don't give him any words.
No, I told him, I said, you need to go talk to him. You've been given a rebuke.
Yep, amen. We met, so that we just saw a guy and his wife walking through this farmer's market and then walked up to us in a parking lot when they saw our gospel sign. Sister Amon just basically told him, you've already been rebuked. He was telling me that we don't have to obey God's word, and he was trying to get a piece of the holy people. You can't go Jesus unless you come out of the world, ma'am. If you're of the world, you have no hope. He doesn't rule your life. You're worldly. You got to repent to come out of the world, ma'am. Satan's ruling your life. If Christ rules your life, holiness and obedience rules your life. Not worldliness and sin. Not false religion and churchianity. So I was talking about the center square we're in, it's a circle square, circle we're in, down in the town square. And I'm amazed how few people really care about the Word of God. You get a few mockers. Yeah, we get a few seekers. They take cards and thank us. But the masses, thousands and thousands of people just walk by, and they have not an interest in the things of God. The culture is dead, and that's why it's going to be set for the wrath of God. They're not alive in Christ. They're dead in their transgressions and sin. And Christ is going to come and separate His people. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. those who trample his blood and live in worldliness and carnality. It's painful to go out and do this. It's glorious to go out and lift up Christ. That's what we focus on. But if you get in your flesh a little bit, it's painful because you look around and see all these people that are going to lose their souls on Judgment Day. You love your neighbor, you can't help but have emotion about that. People always say, don't judge, don't judge. The Bible tells us to judge all over its pages. Now, we don't judge the lost world. We judge rightly those who claim Christ but live in sin. But let me tell you something, neighbor. If I knew a tornado was headed for this farmer's market, and I didn't warn my neighbor, do I love them? No. If I knew an earthquake was coming and didn't warn you, would I love you? No. I know hell and judgment is coming for you. So it's loving to stand and warn you. The pastors aren't warning you. Priests aren't warning you. The media is not warning you. Your neighbors aren't warning you. Your church people aren't warning you. Who's going to warn you if the street preacher doesn't warn you that wrath and judgment's coming? That there is no such thing as faith alone, grace alone. There is no such thing as easy believism. There's no such thing as go to church then live your own life out in the world. There's no such thing as Christmas, pagan lie. Easter, pagan lie. Good Friday, Jesus didn't die on Friday. You can be of the world and still love God. That's a lie. You can dress, act, talk, live like the world and please God. That's a lie. You can live in your flesh and please God. That's a lie. Who's the father of lies? Satan is the father of lies. And Satan is lying to you that you're a good person, that you're going to be okay, that judgment won't come to you in your house. Satan is a master deceiver. The Bible says he comes as an angel of light. Angels of light bring false truth. Your churches are like the angels of light. They bring a bunch of truth with a bunch of lies. More lies than truth, actually. The Pope is a liar. The pastors are liars. The church systems are lying. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Jesus is the only way. Test yourself, sir. Come out of the world and follow Jesus Christ. He's the only way. Judgment's coming. Lose your life to follow him. Lose your life to follow him in spirit and truth. Really? What's the name of your church, sir? Really? Do they keep a bunch of paganism like Christmas and Easter?
Hey.
Do they teach women to come out of the world? Do they teach you that war and killing is not of Jesus? You got a Vietnam hat on.
Yeah.
That's not of Jesus. That's not of Jesus. That's not of Jesus.
So don't knock the hat.
That's not of Jesus.
I'm not.
I got to call it out, sir. I love you. War and killing is not of Jesus Christ, sir. I'm sorry they sent you to Vietnam. War and killing is not of Jesus Christ. Not for his people, but he's going to bring judgment. Jesus can bring war. But not man. No, not man. Yeah, that's another thing America's guilty of. America's guilty of loving war. America's a warmongering nation. America is a corrupt nation built on lies and false religion.
So what lies are coming out of the church?
Well, let's see. Let's start
I'm talking to her.
No, men reason in the Word of God.
I'm talking to her.
Men reason in the Word of God.
Okay, I don't want to talk
to you. There you go. You're feminized. Go on your way. I'll take the card back, too.
Why can't I talk to her?
Because the Bible says men reason in the Word of God. She can talk when there aren't men present. My wife knows the Word of God. But Satan came to Eve. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, is that what you're trying to do?
No.
Okay, why won't you talk to a man of God then?
I can.
Why don't you?
But I first asked her.
Right, and so when I walk up, she acquiesces to me because I'm her authority.
Okay.
Does that make sense, sir? That's what the Bible teaches.
That's what your teaching says.
No, actually, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11, you're God, right. Christ, man, woman.
You're right.
Man
you're
is
right.
The head okay. of every woman.
Tell me what the church is preaching as far as lies.
I don't know. First of all, are you a mocker or are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay. I'll go with you a little bit. So the churches are not teaching the biblical gospel that call you out of the world.
First,
so what's the name of your church?
It's not important.
Yes, it is. We're going to test it. If you won't tell me the name, there's no use of talking.
It's Southern Baptist.
Baptist. So the Baptist church is invented in the 1600s, long after 1600 years after Jesus established it. The Baptists keep a bunch of feminism, worldliness, pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter. They lie to you and tell you Jesus died on Friday. He didn't die on Friday. Yeah, he didn't die on Friday. They don't even teach the biblical gospel. By the shed blood of Jesus, sir, you got to have faith in him and his death, burial, and resurrection. And if you do, you will turn in repentance from your own ways, the world and flesh and every false way, and you'll seek the pure word of God's truth, and you'll walk in holiness. After God sees a willing vessel, you'll be born again. You'll be born again, and you'll walk in holiness and obedience. The fruit that you're born again, sir, is not Baptist church attendance, not water baptism, not raising your hand. The fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience rules your life, and you've come out of the world completely. And then here, you must endure. A lot of Baptists, I don't know about yours, a lot of them are Calvinistic, saying, oh, you just believe once, you can't lose your salvation. It's an absolute lie. Jesus said you must endure to the end.
How can you lose your salvation?
By turning away, by not believing, by living in unrepented sin. Hebrews 10:26.
If you repent each day when you sin.
If you repent, but they tell you you can't lose your salvation. Many of them do. Hebrews 10:26 says, if we willfully sin, there's no sacrifice for our sin, but a fiery judgment coming against God's adversaries. So the Baptists live in willful sin. There's a 10-point test on our website. If you're truly a seeker, go look it up. I have an article on my teaching blog called Are You Baptist or Biblical?
So what is your church?
Well,
Jehovah's Witness?
How many? No, sir. We don't belong in any man-made religion. How many bodies did Paul say there are? Churches. How many ecclesias? There's one. We belong to that one true one. There's only one, sir. You guys have created a bunch of denominations.
Where do you attend to worship with other believers?
Well, first of all, I travel full-time and I preach, and we know a bunch of saints that we gather online with, so our fellowship is online. A church? We have a church in Christ.
You don't have a body of believers.
We don't need a building.
Did you fellowship with?
Yeah, I have a body of believers. They're all over the world, and I have a brother that travels with me. Him and his wife and his small children travel with me and my wife. But you don't need a building. That's the Baptist system.
Well,
you guys have reinvented.
You don't need a building.
You have reinvented Roman Catholicism.
You need fellowship with like believers.
We have fellowship. Look, I have my wife. I have my brother. Did you know the Baptists reinvented? Ready? Let me tell you what the Baptists reinvented. They reinvented the building system from the Roman Catholics. God did away with it. They reinvented the priest system. One guy standing in a box controlling everybody on Sunday. God did away with that. Never had that, actually. He had multiple priests. Ready? Sunday is the Lord's Day. I just taught on that. I'm working through the book of Revelation. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. The Baptists lie to you. It's not the Lord's Day. Saturday was the Lord's Day, and we don't practice Saturday Sabbatarians. But Saturday was the Lord's Day. Now we rest every day in Jesus Christ. Christmas and Easter are handed down to you Baptists from the Roman Catholics. You're practicing a bunch of lies, and Jesus said, you must worship in spirit and truth. So you seem like you're listening now. You must worship in spirit and truth. You must come out of that Baptist system. You must be born again by that biblical gospel. Sunday church attendance.
I am born again.
If you're born again, the fruit is you will follow Scripture.
I fellowship with other like believers.
Right, not Baptists, though.
In the Baptist church.
They're not biblical. You're going to lose your soul, sir. Take that 10-point test.
We will have to agree to disagree.
No, you don't have Scripture to back you up, sir. Where's Christmas in the Bible?
It's not.
No. Okay, where's Easter and Good Friday in the Bible? Where's the Lord's Day in the Bible,
death,
Sunday?
The burial and resurrection of Jesus is in the Bible.
Paul said to preach that every day, on a pagan holiday that the Roman Catholics handed down.
It doesn't matter when you...
Sure it does. It's a lie, sir. Friday. He didn't die on Friday. He died on Wednesday, rose on Saturday. You're practicing lies.
So when do you liars
will enter the kingdom of God.
When do you decide to celebrate that?
Every day we're preaching him. Hello? Look at here, sir. Okay. Every day, sir. You're a ritual religion man, and you're going to lose your soul.
No,
we love you. Turn and repent. Test yourself. My email's on there if I can ever help you. So that's a good example of the Baptist faith. They know they're practicing a bunch of lies. They know that they're practicing a bunch of man-made traditions. But they want to keep doing it and thinking they're going to be okay. Why? Well, in the case of the Baptists, it's an easy belief system. Go to church on Sunday, say a few prayers, sing a few songs, then I get to go live like the world. Every Baptist I know is a worldly, sinful person. The Bible says you're to be holy and righteous and come out of the world. Every Catholic I know is worldly and sinful. Every Lutheran I know. Why? These systems breed sin and worldliness. These systems breed sin and iniquity. You can't be of man-made religion and claim a holy God. Paul says in Corinthians, why do you name yourself Paul of Cephas, of Apollos? Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? No, Jesus Christ, why are you naming yourself after men? Why are you following traditions of men? Why are you like the world? If you're like the world, judgment's coming for you, neighbor. Don't be like the world. Come out from among them, be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, the Bible says. Holy is the Lamb of God, worthy to be praised and lifted up this day. He's a glorious Savior.
I really like this game.
Do not lose your soul following man-made religion. Do not lose your soul following your flesh. Do not lose your soul keeping the ways of the culture. Seek him in spirit and truth. John 4:24. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. What are you living for, neighbor? Why are you wasting your life? Judgment's coming. If you don't obey Jesus, this is why this is important, neighbor. If you're not obeying Jesus today in all your ways, you're trampling the blood of Jesus on the broad road to destruction. Why would you trample the blood of this glorious Savior? Why not turn and repent? Why not seek him in righteousness? Why not live for Christ and lose your life? Why? Because you love your flesh. Because you love your church system. Because you love the world. Because you love politics. Because you love pride and vanity. You know, American preachers love to call out homosexuality, and it is a sin. Did you know that Proverbs 6:17 says, if you dress in a proud way to make yourself look good, you're an abomination to God? Yeah, homosexuality is an abomination, and so is a proud look. Look around you in this culture. Pride in sports, pride in fashion, pride in working out. That's an abomination unto a holy God. You got to get your judgment right. You got to seek Christ in spirit and truth. There's a narrow path to eternal life. You're on the broad road, neighbor. You're going to lose your soul. This life here is but a vapor, James says. Here today, gone tomorrow. You think you're something. You think you got it going on. You think you're in control. Wait till your last breaths. Wait till you're gasping for air. Wait until life is leaving you. Maybe then you'll ponder what Christ did. Maybe you'll ponder, where's my soul going into eternity? Maybe then you'll turn, but it will be too late for most people. They won't know the gospel. They won't love the gospel. Test yourself, sir. We love you. Holy is the Lamb of God. Christ is worthy to be lifted up and praised. They're playing worldly music down there on amplifiers. I think I can lift up my voice today. They use amplifiers for worldly, carnal, demonic music. I can lift up my voice for Jesus Christ. Idleness, worldliness is going to cost you your soul, but love and truth and spirit and word will save your soul. What do you think, neighbor? You think you're going to enter into the kingdom of God doing your own way? Are you going to enter into the kingdom of God practicing false man-made religion like the Baptist, Evangelical, Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness? You think you're going to enter the kingdom of God making a mockery of our Father's word and truth? There's only one way to enter the kingdom of God. The shed blood of Jesus, the gospel, believing and repenting to new life. That new life calls you out of the world and out of every false way. And you endure to the end, following Christ. That is the path to eternal life, neighbor. Outside of that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. What a glorious Savior we have. He's so worthy to be lifted up. Christ is full of mercy. Christ is full of grace. Christ is full of love and forgiveness. The problem in America is you're trampling that forgiveness and that grace and that love and that mercy. The problem in America is you're living in sin. The problem in America is you have idols on every corner in your life. The Bible says God is a jealous God. The Bible says God is a consuming fire. The Bible says God is angry. The Bible says God is justice. The Bible says God is wrath. The Bible says God is love and grace and mercy. Do you have that balanced out, neighbor? Which one are you walking in? Will you get the grace and the love because of what Jesus did and your response to him? Or are you going to get the judgment? Are you going to get separation? Are you going to get sent away and say, away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity? That's what Jesus is going to say to all but a puny few people. Repent and seek the kingdom of God, neighbors. Lose your life for Christ. He's worthy. Stop living your own worldly life. Stop living in your flesh. Stop following Satan's kingdom, this culture. Follow Christ. Forsake your sin and live.